Following programming is sponsored by Home Improvement Fix and Facts. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
And welcome to Our House here at WWDB on a nice crisp Tuesday morning. Happy fall to y'all and happy Shana Tova to all of our Jewish listeners. Last day of the Rosh Hashanah. So I hope that it's been a good celebration for you all. And we have a great show today. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, of course, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9. And I just want to let everybody know that the lines are always open at 888-329-3306. And if you're listening to me on your car radio, you can always check in with me if you have to go into work at WWDBAM and check out the podcast there, previous shows and this one as well. You can listen live online or you can check me out later on in the day. And you can always follow me on Instagram and Facebook under Home Improvement Fix and Facts, which is where I get so many instant messages from everybody. And I thank you to my loyal listeners, and I appreciate that you follow me. So, yay! We have a great show today. One of our friends from HGTV will be visiting us. They come and visit us a couple times a year, Matt Blaschall, who is a contractor and realtor. You may know him from shows like Build It Forward and a couple of his other shows. Let me tell you some of those too so you have them in your file. Money Hunters, Deconstruction, Project Extreme. So he's going to be joining us in the second half of the show because today's show is all about getting your home ready on the inside and outside for the fall and winter. So Matt's going to be taking us on the inside when he joins us in the second half of the show. But I'm going to get you started in the beginning of the show by taking you outside and inside to get some things ready for your home. This is the perfect time to do it, especially before all the rain hits us, because I think we're going to get a bunch of rain coming up in the next like week or so. Hurricanes, not my friends, don't like all the rain, but I'll take the rain over the snow. I mean, the snow is beautiful, but I'm just like, people don't know how to drive in it. It's crazy. I spent time in Maine where the snow was higher than my car, where you drove down the highway and the snow was like three times higher than the height of your car. And that's where I really learned how to drive in the snow, especially on a deserted winter day when nobody was on the road and I did a 360. So you learn real quick how to drive in the snow and people just go into panic like 2 inches and they're freaking out. Hate the fact that we are, love fall, absolutely love the fall, but hate the fact that we are in the burr months, the September, which is almost done, October, November, December, because it does get so cold. And we'll be following that here on Home Improvement Fix and Facts to make sure that you are in the best shape for those seasons. You know, every year when the time changes, we go over our checklist then when we do spring forward, fall back. But I always do a fall show to help you get your home ready for the season. And I'm going to take you outside first, and then we're going to bring you inside. Just reminders, just simple fix and facts tips that you can do that people just don't think about. And there's one on here, one of my favorites, and I'll tell you what it is when I get to it, because people don't really think about doing this. So let's start outside. This is the perfect time to fertilize your lawn. It'll help prevent winter damage and spring weeds. You can ask a local garden center or check online to find out what type of fertilizer is best for you and when you need to apply it. This is the absolute best time to do it. And we forget. We get so caught up in what we're doing, we don't take the time to do these things. So make sure that you're doing that. And there are several spring blooming flowers that must be planted right now. This is the perfect time before the ground gets frozen and hard, before the temperatures start to dip, because they are dipping at night. Makes sleeping very nice with the window open. Love it. But then I hate that the heat's coming on. But there are some of the popular bulbs that you want to get in the ground right now are tulips, irises, daffodils, hyacinths, and lilies. And if you have like an overgrowth of daffodils like I have at my house in the spring, it's gorgeous. I mean, rows and rows of daffodils, but there are so many that the bulbs are pushing up to the surface. Take a walk around your property where those bulbs are. Look for the ones that you need to thin out, and this is absolutely the perfect time to get those bulbs in there. A little tip for you too, to make your home look gorgeous come spring, when you're putting bulbs in the ground, the chipmunks and the squirrels like to dig them up. The chipmunks like to go underground and dig them up. So if you put a little Epsom salts around, not scented, a little Epsom salts around the base of those bulbs, it won't hurt the bulbs and it'll keep the critters away. And if you don't want to do that, you can put some hot cayenne pepper underground. That'll fade away after a while. The Epsom salts stay a little bit longer. But this is a great tip to keep those bulbs safe from the critters. And boy, oh boy, do they love it. This is the perfect time to clean your gutters. I must stress gutter cleaning over and over and over. I don't think you can do it enough. I think that you should be checking your gutters all the time. Now, knowing that we have all this rain coming up, this is the perfect time to check them, because if your gutters are blocked, they can overflow. It can cause water damage to your home, including the foundation and the basement. I'll tell you my saga on my foundation in a couple minutes. Get your ladder out. Clear any leaves, debris, branches, anything that is in your gutter right now. Look at the maintenance. And then you're going to have to do it again in 2 weeks, because after all this massive rain that I expect we'll get, I could be wrong, but I don't think so, or lots of wind. But after heavy, heavy duty rains, you want to get up there and check those gutters again, especially now that we're in fall. The leaves are starting to change. The leaves are falling off the trees and they're going to clog your gutter again. So do it. I'm recommending that you do it twice. And then I'm going to remind you again in October when we do our fall back. Yeah, fall back. I wish they would keep it where it is right now, not change the time. That's my opinion. I like it sunny and bright. I feel like we all have more energy when there's more hours of sunlight. So clean those gutters. This is the perfect time to really take a hard look at your house. If you haven't done it before when I've recommended it, please do it now. You know, I've gone by my neighbor's house and I've told him before, and I kind of want to tell him again very nicely, because he knows that I do the show, because we've been talking about him advertising here because he has a car dealership, which would be perfect. But he has a tree growing out of his gutter. It's about 3 feet high. And I'm like, hello, like, can you not see that tree growing out of your gutter? If you have things growing in your gutters, you have a problem. So you need to take the time to fix that. It's just like, I just don't understand. People, don't you take a hard look at your homes? I love you, Joe, but you got to really fix that. So I'll be reminding you when I take over your, you know, advertising contract. Speaking of that, you know, if you ever want to advertise here on the Home Improvement Fix and Facts show, you can reach out to me here at the station at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306, because that's a great way. I know I have a good following of listeners, and now they're following for my second show, which I'll tell you about after commercial break. But I think it's really important that, you know, you get the word out. So this is, I just went over this with you guys just not too long ago, but I'm going to do it again, because these are checklists that you cannot do too much. I think you should do them at least 4 times a year, but check your doors and windows for leaks. You know, winter's coming. I'm making hand gestures here. You can't see that. Winter is coming. And if your windows are not sealed properly, you can lose a lot of heat. It can cause your gas bills to go up, your electric bills, your heating bills. They spike like crazy. Check for leaks now when you have, and then you can have a worry-free winter. And if you know the dollar bill trick, you put the dollar bill between the door and you pull on it. If it comes out, you have a leak. You can do the same thing with your windows. It's a very simple thing that you can do. Just take the time to check your doors and windows. Make sure that your screens are in good condition too. And I like to take my screens out because I like the clear view when the weather is nice. But make sure that everything is sealed tight. I noticed on some of our windows, some of the gaskets around the window seem to be flopping in the wind. And my husband, as you know, is a carpenter contractor. And he's like, oh, well, we'll just shut it really tight. And I'm like, no, I think we really should replace it. So that is something that you definitely want to take care of. This is the perfect time right now if you're planning. This is a great season for garage sales and yard sales. So if you're planning on doing a little bit of fall cleaning, with everything that goes on in the summer, we just kind of throw things, our kids' toys and their bikes and all of that into the garage. So this is really, I guarantee if you take a look at your garage, this is the time that you could really be tidying up the garage. It's time to install some shelving, put some hooks in there, get those bikes up off the ground so they're not sitting on the ground all summer long or all winter long. And organize. This is the perfect time for you to get rid of your junk. Remember, your junk is somebody else's treasure. And it's, you know, maybe you can get together with a couple neighbors and do a garage sale, make a couple bucks. I think it's a great time to clean out your house. That's another thing I think you should do like twice a year, like in the fall and in the spring or the beginning of the summer, is to get rid of all the crap that you're not using anymore. And especially if you have kids, like they're outgrowing clothes like crazy. So it adds up. You have boxes and boxes just sitting in your attic, in your garage, in your basement. Time to clean all of that stuff up. It's so easy to do. And if you don't want to have a garage sale, if you don't want people coming to your home, go on the marketplace. I've sold quite a few things on the Facebook marketplace. And it's a great way to get rid of things. It's a great time to check your basement, your sub pump, make sure that is in good condition. And it's also a great time to do maintenance on your heater. Matt's going to be here to talk about that and things that we can do to get that in order. It's also time to do the clothing swap. So this comes into play with what I said about our garage sale. And the season is starting to change. And soon you're going to be trading all those like cool tank tops and summer shirts for coats and rain jackets and all of that. So it's time to sort through it. And I have to say to you, if you are looking for that, excuse me, a little bit of a tax deduction this year, a couple dollars in your pocket to do more spring cleaning and you don't want to have the garage sale, do a donation, take a ride to Green Drop. They have several charities that you can choose from. I like to choose the charities that are nonprofit, where the CEOs and presidents aren't making billions of dollars. Well, maybe not billions, but millions. I don't think they should be making like six-figure salaries for running an organization. I could see if they were making $100,000 if they were running the business properly, but not $400,000 and not having a private jet. This is why I do not donate to Goodwill. Goodwill is a for-profit organization. I just want you to know that. A lot of people do it because it's easy. But Green Drop, if you schedule different things, they can come and pick. You can drop off at Green Drop, but like AmVets and Purple Heart will come to your house and pick up things. And like I said, Goodwill is a for-profit. That CEO makes like buco bucks. And everything that is donated to Goodwill is donated for free. And then they sell for a profit. Now, I have shopped at Goodwill. I have found some really cool, like fun things there. You know, when you're trying to change out the decor of your house for fall and everything like that. It's a good place to shop. But remember, every penny that you spend there is profit. And those the people that work there get paid like nothing. Seriously, nothing. So this is a good time to clean everything out. Now, here is one of my favorite tricks for for your house. And people don't realize this, but how many of you have ceiling fans in your house? First of all, have you cleaned them? Are they free of cobwebs and dust? That's number one. I know with the summer that my ceiling fans literally need a good dusting every month. They're filled with spider webs. I don't see what insects are going to get caught up in a moving fan. So the spiders, I would like you to go somewhere else. I do like spiders because they do get, you're laughing over there, TJ.
I hate spiders.
Do you really? But they eat other insects.
I don't know. It's just a fear I have.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people have that. You know, I actually spent this weekend with my grandson watching a show that he found on YouTube about fire ants and spiders and how the spiders were introduced to catch the fire ants that were getting out of control in a whole ecosystem that this guy created. It was fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Side note, I tend to do that. I know.
It's fine.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But here is one of my favorite tricks for the winter. So during the fall and the winter, warm air rises up to the ceiling while cool air stays close to the ground. Most of you should know this, which is why we have a ceiling fan. It pushes the air down and keeps the air cool during the spring and the summer. But it's time to flip the switch on your ceiling fans. A lot of people don't realize that when you flip the switch on your ceiling fans and reverse the blade direction, the cool air is being forced up and warmer air is being pushed down. Hello, simple trick. I was surprised last time I talked about this, how many people said I didn't know that. So this is the perfect time to do it. You can wait for the weekend. You can wait for the next Eagles game and do it during halftime. Go Eagles. Yay. So very, very important things that you can do in your house to get ready for. I'm going to leave a couple things off my list because I know Matt's going to be joining us in just a little bit and helping us with all of this stuff. But another thing that I really do like, and I don't think he's going to touch on this, although he may, and I know it doesn't quite feel like it's 100% fall yet because the leaves are still kind of green. They're just starting to turn, but it's here. And this is the perfect time to do it. This is the time to purchase a programmable thermostat. Now, I must tell you, in my old house, I did this, and I installed it myself. I was very proud of myself. I did have somebody come and check it after I did it, and I got an A+. But it's something that, for all you DIYers out there, these are easy things that you can do. If you have a programmable thermostat, it's so completely worth the investment, especially as we're getting cooler weather. Because if you set your thermostat back while you're away during the day, you could save up to 10% on your air conditioning and heating bills. So again, you want to do that in the summer too. But many programmable thermostats are now at the point where everything's smartphone access ready, where you can set it and from your phone. So if you leave the house and you forget to set back your thermostat, you can do that. You will definitely save money. And I just heard that there's been a slight increase in gas right now. And we know that oil and all those wonderful things that we need for our house. Electric. Holy crap. My electric bill is going through the roof. We don't use that much electric. I think Pico, sorry, Pico, but you have raised the rates like almost every single month. And, you know, for people that might be on a fixed income, especially some of our seniors, that really, really stinks when you do that. I mean, it makes it really hard. I know there's programs out there, but you need to stop raising these rates. I mean, I think I've had like 4 rate increases so far. I usually let you guys know when that's going to happen. And I just got one. I just got one in August. Now I got another one in September. And I see it in my bills. I see it. And like I said, I'm that person that runs around the house and turns off all the lights. You know, I'll walk in and my husband's left the bathroom light on. He's left the kitchen light on. Then he's left the bedroom light on. The garage light is on. And I'm going around flicking everything off. And it really does help. One more last thing, and I say this all the time, and you can follow any of my other shows, is go around and plug up all those outlets in your house. They're so cheap. You can find them online for just a couple bucks for like 20 or 30. baby plugs, you know, those little plugs that you put in the outlet so the kids don't stick their keys in there. There's drafts coming through those holes. And if you don't plug them up, especially on the exterior of your home, you're going to get that little draft in your room. You'd be surprised at how much money you can save just by plugging up all those little holes around your house. And another thing, you can actually, on the exterior of your walls, you can get little faceplate insulation kits that you unscrew, you put that little insulation in there, because those things are usually plastic, and then put it back on and then plug it up. And you're going to see, believe it or not, you're going to see a little bit of saving. Well, I'd like to say you're going to see a little bit of savings. You would have seen a little bit of savings if everybody doesn't keep raising their electric bill. So maybe it'll kind of stay the same, but it'll definitely help. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some things that are happening in the design world and the housing world. And then we'll be back with more of Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And our guest, Matt Blatchall, will be joining us shortly. We'll be right back.
Are you in need of primary care services where you feel like family? Do you want to go to a place with a caring and passionate staff that cares about you and wants to make sure that you receive all of your services not only in one place, but you holistically become better? Let me suggest Dedicated Senior Medical Center. Hi, this is Bishop Mary, and I need you to get to one of the five locations throughout the city of Philadelphia. North Philly, West Philly, South Philly, Mayfair, and Allegheny. They will be happy to receive you. Now, to qualify, you must be 55 and older and have the Medicare Advantage plan. And if you don't, they have somebody there. They'll be able to help you get on board. So try Dedicated Senior Medical Center at a location near you today. And know that when you call the Dedicated Difference, you won't be disappointed.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever going to have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close. I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and I'm going to give you a couple designer tips about color in your house and what's going on with the color of the year before Matt joins us. And yes, you did just hear a commercial for my other radio show here at WWDB. If you haven't heard it yet, it's on every Monday from 3 to 4. It's an awesome show, not precise like Home Improvement Fix and Facts. It's a little more contrary as we check out all the different things that are going on in the world. And you can listen to those podcasts right here on WWDB. So it's awesome that I have two shows here. So Color of the Year is coming out for 2023. And I have to say, I haven't been excited. I'm usually really good at picking the color of the year. And this year I was a real miss. I've picked colors of the year or close to the color. Like, I've been using them 2-3 years before they ever become popular. And I saw that Better Homes and Gardens picked a Canyon red, which is like a really peachy color. It didn't do it for me. It looked kind of old and dated. And Sherwin-Williams did a red end color, which was kind of similar. Like, what do you guys get together? I saw some rustic gris, which is a rustic gray from Dutch Boy Paints. Who ever heard of Dutch Boy Paints? I mean, I've heard of them, but like, where do you even buy them anymore? And then Bear Color had Evergreen Fog, which was really nice, and a Blank Canvas, which was a beautiful tone of white, like what you would see on a canvas. So they were the only, Bear was the only one that had colors that I really liked. And I was really shocked because I'm seeing this trend towards some of these old vintage colors. And I do like vintage colors as long as we stay away from avocado and gold. They were very popular back in like the 60s. But I wanted to help you, my listeners and my designers out there, and not necessarily my designers, because my designers are great, but there's some that aren't so good. I have to say that, just like everything. But I wanted to give you a rule for decorating with color in your house. It's the 60-30-10 rule. And it's a timeless decorating rule that can help you put color schemes together really easy. Now, if you don't understand what that means, the 60-30-10% rule is a proportion that's meant to give balance to the color in any space. And it's really, really easy to use. And if you're not sure how to use those colors, remember, when you go to the store and you get the paint strips, they give you accent colors. Some people don't necessarily want to use accent colors. They want to use what's called secondary or tertiary colors. And what that means is secondary colors are the second color that accents it, and tertiary colors are the third color that accents the original color. And you can find those graphs online, secondary and tertiary colors. So if you really want to go bold or go different, you would decorate with a primary and a tertiary color. But here's the 60%, 60-30-10 rule. Your 60%, of course, is the main color in your room, and most likely 60% of your, let's just say your living room or your kitchen, would be mostly your walls in that room. A large accent piece like area rugs, the paint, and maybe a sofa. Those might be the things that happen in that 60% color anchors of the space, and it also serves as the backdrop for anything else that you're going to add to your home. The 30% rule is your secondary color. Use it, so you'll be using half as much of the color that you used as your main color. So this could be in your draperies. It could be an accent chair. If you're in your bedroom, it could be the linens or the shams or the comforters. It could be a piece of painted furniture that you did nicely, because I've seen some done really bad. It's that very shabby chic look. And there are some painters out there, by the way, that do furniture really, really well. Or maybe you're creating an accent wall in your living room. Maybe you have one little piece of wall that you want to spice it up, and you might take your primary color along with your secondary color, your 60% and your 30%, and find a really nice wallpaper. I'm a huge fan of wallpaper in some little accent spot in your house. And so now this is where the real fun comes in. And this is where I'm talking about that tertiary, that third color that you want to add, that accent. It should only be about 10% of your house. And to give you an idea of how you introduce that into your house, it would be something like throw pillows or your tchotchke, your decorative accents. I love that word tchotchke, very Jewish word, but I love the word. It's that tchotchke. It might be a piece of artwork that you really love, whether it's a sculpture or a piece on the wall. That's where your 10% comes in. And like maybe in a bedroom, you would use something like accent pillows on the bed, or maybe a lamp on the side table, or maybe some candles that are, you know, strategically placed, you know, for that ambiance in your bedroom. But the accent color can be pulled from the artwork that you put in the room. It can be pulled from the wallpaper that you put up in a certain little area of your home. I think it's a great nook place. It can be from the printed fabric that you have, or, you know, where you have maybe a larger item that has several colors in it. That's where you want to pull your third color from. And the wallpaper is a great place to pull that from. And if you're not sure about using wallpaper in your house, let me give you some fun little design tips that you can do in your house too. And these are just things to like fix up your house and make it look different and things that are easy to remove. So if you have a bookshelf in your house, maybe you have a fireplace that's anchored on both sides by a bookshelf, get some really cool wallpaper and wallpaper the back of the bookshelf so that you're not really seeing the wallpaper, but you are, and maybe it ties in with another small wall of wallpaper that you've used in your house. And then when you put your books and your tchotchke and your sculptures and your kids' pictures and everything else that goes up on those bookshelves, that little bit of accent is coming through, and it's so subtle, and it really kind of makes you look like, is that really a bookcase or is that a wallpapered wall? What's going on there? So if those are already set in your house, even if they're painted, do it with wallpaper. You can always take it off. You know, if it gets old and dated, you can take it off in a couple years and you can sand it down a little bit and repaint it. And bring it, give it another life again. So that's really a cool accent that you can use in your house. And when you use the 60-30-10 rule, it can make choosing color really, really simple, and it can help you achieve balance in your home. I am amazed at how many people do call themselves designers, even, well, let's not say friends. I don't want to insult anybody. But if you use that rule, you can achieve the three colors in your space. It's a great scheme, and it's based on, like I said, the color wheel. The color wheel is so easy to look at. You go to the paint store, they have the strips of color there. But if you go online and look up a color wheel, you'll see those primary, secondary, and tertiary colors. And another quick trick for everybody out there, if you want to be your own DIY decorator, is to pull the colors from, like I said, if you have a piece of fabric or a piece of artwork that you absolutely love, maybe that's where you're going to pull your three colors from when you're decorating your house. And make sure that when you do paint, and I've said this over and over again, that the paint on your wall is so important. And even if you're going to recover a piece of furniture or a sofa, get a swatch of that fabric, get a quart of that paint, and paint a piece of foam core or drape that fabric over your couch and move it around throughout your home during the day in different lighting, especially paint. Paint changes color throughout the day. And now we're going into the fall. This is a perfect time to do it because you still have some good hours of sun to see what that color is going to look like. And you want to also test that color with different lighting on in your house, because there's nothing worse than picking the wrong color and just not testing it. And I had this happen. My dear friend, Stacy, I was like, I'm not sure I love that color. And she picked a color, and I told her I wasn't loving it 100%. And she painted the whole bathroom, big, huge, beautiful bathroom that we did together. And she's got fabulous taste, by the way. But the color just didn't work. And she ended up repainting the whole bathroom. So a lot of people will try to paint a bathroom before it's remodeled, after everything is, the walls are in, but none of the things are in the room. And then they go and start to add their vanity and their toilets and their dressers and their fixtures, and the paint color is off. My rule of thumb is paint the bathroom after everything is in there. I know it's a little bit of a pain in the neck to paint around the fixtures that are there. But and if you're not sure, and if you want the bathroom to look really fresh, just paint everything white first and then go back in and add your color after that. So it'll keep it clean. Now, I can be a decorating rebel, of course, because sometimes I want to think outside the box and I want to create a color scheme that I really, really love. And I really like to put something a little bizarre. I always feel like you should have a little red in the corner of every home, even if it's just a throw pillow or something, because red is very feng shui. It's grounding in the home. It's a money sign, believe it or not. So I was like a little red, just something in the room. But that's me. That's my personal stuff. So, you know, that's how I like to do it. But whatever you do, the reason for wanting to break the 60-30-10 rule can be done, but there are ways to do it and still keep balance and color in your room. So the key to any creative project has always been to learn the rules before you break them. It's really simple. Hello, don't we tell our kids this all the time? Don't do that. You'll get in trouble, and they do it anyway. So if you learn the rules before you break them, you can understand the basic idea of this rule, and you can customize it in all of your rooms. You can carry the colors through. Now, here's what's really cool. If you want your home to have a pretty aesthetic feel through the whole home, you can use that 60% color through your whole home so that it ties the whole house together, but you can change the 30 and the 10. You can change those colors, or you can keep the 60 and the 30 and change the 10%, change the accents. Like in your bathroom, you might have your 60 and your 10, or your 60 and your 30, but your 10% becomes the accents in your bathroom. It becomes the rugs. It becomes the shower curtain. It becomes the accessories that you put in your bathroom. Easy to change out every year. So when you're doing this, you want to make sure that you give 110% to everything that you're doing. Remember, 60 is your main color, 30 is your secondary color, and then choose between two 10% colors, maybe one in one room and one in another room. You know, you can certainly do that. And there are times when just one accent color is enough, so don't go super crazy. You can go monochromatic in your house. You can keep the color scheme really simple and keep a very, like I just said, that rustic gris, that neutral gray color can be a 60%, but then you can go back with a really, really deep dark gray as your 30% and then use a really pale gray, almost a white, like blank canvas that I was talking about that Bare Color has. And it can give you a very neutral monochromatic, that means pretty much all the same color scheme. And it can be very, very relaxing in your room. So you can write your own formula when you're decorating. You can do whatever works for you. And a little tip for you, whenever you're painting in your room, take a faceplate off the main switch, and on the back of the faceplate, write the paint color and the date that you did it, the number, the color, whether it's Bear or, you know, Sherwin-Williams or whoever paint, whosever paint you're using. Write it on the back of the faceplate with like a Sharpie that you can see but not black, that it bleeds through. And then put that faceplate back on the wall, and you always have that color. If you forget and you loved it and you wanted to do it again, at least you know where that color is in your room. So, you can just go check it again. And if you want to freshen up your paint, say you're getting ready to move and you want to freshen up your paint before you sell your house, just go to that faceplate, take it off, because we don't always save our paint cans. Take that off, and then you have your color right there for you. And for those of you that have that little bit of leftover paint that you're not going to use, or you think you might not use, get some baby food jars or some really good tight sealing jars. Pour the extra paint in there and seal it nice and tight, because all the air causes paint to dry out. So you want to fill that as much as you can. And then the way to dispose of those paint cans that might have a color that you've decided it, you saved it for like 3 years, there's still paint in there, is to fill it up with dirt or sand and harden that paint. Then you can throw it away in the trash. So these are just some really simple, easy ways to take care of the things in your house. So I'm having fun sharing all these great things with you, but now I want to get down to the basics. We're going to have our wonderful Matt Blatchaw calling us in just a couple minutes. And I just want to give you, for those of you that listen to the show, you know he's been here countless times on the show. But he is a licensed contractor, and he is everything you want in a very versatile handyman and then some. And easy on the eyes, of course. His home improvement company once used the slogan, "One call fixes it all," and Matt made a point of always delivering on that promise. So how does he how does a young guy like this get to be so good? It's really easy. He grew up at a lumberyard, Hello. That's really putting your hands in there. And he is a native of Orange, California. He spent his teen years working at his father's lumberyard before graduating from Chapman University. And you know, I always love to give the history, and I know you guys have had it here before on the show, but I'd like to remind people, especially if you're a new listener. And then he moved on to a variety of jobs in construction and, of course, the entertainment business. How else would you end up on a show like HGTV unless you have some pizzazz and some charisma, which Matt has all of that. Then he worked as he works as a realtor and developed let me read my little cheat sheet here. He worked as a realtor and developed a service group, and Disney taught him about, let me make sure I'm reading this. Okay, he did a stint with technical services group at Disney that taught him about the show effects and electrical installation, so he learned that. And then with his expertise, like I said, he was a realtor, and he developed and he develops and builds homes in homes in Orange County. So he takes a very fearless approach to remodeling, and he's never afraid to make mistakes. And you should never be afraid to make a mistake in anything that you do. Let me, I know Matt's calling in, so let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow, and we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them.
Oh, say, can you see?
Text BRAVE to 24365 to learn how you can help first responders in your community today.
And we are back with Home Improvement Fix and Facts with one of my favorite guests, a friend of the show, Matt Blashaw, is here. Thank you for waiting while you listen to our commercials. How are you doing, Matt?
Oh, no problem. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I love when you're here with us. I think you're like our regular guest, and it is absolutely the best when you are here. And we're getting ready for winter. Seasons are changing. It's time to gear up for all this cold weather. So I know you're here to share with us. Why is fall a good time to get our heating system checked?
I know, and I tell you, I actually love the crispness of fall. You know, I live in Kansas City now, and when that little crispness in the air, it's fantastic, and you feel the little bit of cold and fall is coming. But you know, this is the time for you to start getting those heating systems in check. And I hate to say it, but weather experts, the Farmer's Almanac, they're saying to brace for a colder and wetter winter.
Oh, no.
I hope it doesn't happen. I know. So when we're heating our homes, high-performance furnaces, fireplaces, they want to keep our children warm on the school bus. Propane is the energy source for everyone. This is what I want to talk about. It's actually on October 7th. We're celebrating National Propane Day.
Oh.
So I want to talk to you guys about all things propane and keeping you guys cozy across the country.
Okay, so what are a few heating maintenance tips that we should be doing right now?
Absolutely. So airflow is so important for those air vents. Now, during the summertime, we close down our registers, our little vents sometimes, trying to cool one room. You want to open those all up, because what it's going to do, it's going to have that furnace. It's going to make it go, it's going to go more efficiently. You're going to have more airflow, so it's going to run more efficiently. You want to clean your air filters. I've walked into some houses where the air filters haven't been cleaned for 8 months. So you don't want to trudge out in the snow to go get more air filters. So go buy a 3-pack or a 4-pack, okay. You know, have them for the winter time. And compared to air source heat pumps, which often, you know, the air pumps, they supply temperatures lower than 100 degrees. You can get a propane powered forced air heating unit that it heats to 115 to 125 degrees. It makes the indoor air feel consistently warmer. And so you're really just taking a few extra steps to ready your furnace. And I guarantee you it will ensure you really effective heating during the coldest months.
And you know, Matt, I don't remember if it was you when you were on the show told us that we should change them like really regularly.
Absolutely. And
no, go
yeah,
ahead.
Like almost, yeah, it's almost like, you got to think of it like an oil change on your car, right? You have to do it. We just automatically don't think, about that air filter. And what I do, I set a timer on my phone. I set a reminder on my phone so that I know, oh, that's 2 months. I go down and look at it. Now, sometimes it just depends on your usage. I can tell you during the summer, we used it all the time. So I was changing it out once a month, once every six weeks. So just make sure you have that in check. And I guarantee you it's going to heat your house more efficiently.
So, Matt, when I think of cold winter months, I go, ew, because I hate the cold. but I think of my husband throwing the wood into the wood fireplace. How much does a fire help heat a home?
Absolutely. It helps heats a home. Like we said, we love the crackling of the fire. We love the smell of the fire. But I personally love propane fireplaces. They're easy, they're clean, they're efficient, and the propane fireplaces, they offer 5 to 6 more times heating capacity than electric fireplaces, but also they're more efficient, they're environmentally friendly, and this is a real game changer for people. If you do wood burning fire and you have it in your house, you are going to have to get your flue and your chimney evaluated and cleaned from all the soot. So with propane, no maintenance, you get that great heating for your house. But if you start doing wood, you're going to have to keep up on the maintenance of it.
Huh. Can you convert a wood-burning stove to propane? Just asking.
You know, you're going to have to. A wood-burning stove, it's there's certain devices and certain washers and ranges that you can convert from natural gas over to propane. Mm-hmm. But wood-burning stove, it just kind of depends. If you have a fireplace, that can be converted to a propane fireplace if you already have a propane system in place. But the best thing to do is get your professional out there, your heating professional,
okay,
to see which is the best option.
So I just thought I'd ask because I have never heard that before. Do you have any tips for saving on heating costs?
Yes. Okay. I love a programmable thermostat. It's really
just
easy to do.
Just talked about
those thermostats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fantastic, and the ones that they make nowadays are great because I can do it from my phone. If I'm away and I say, oh my gosh, we're not there, why are we heating the house? I can literally go on my phone and it sets my thermostat so that, you know, it's cooler when we're not here and it's warmer when we arrive. So that can save you lots of money. And then also with your water heating, we think about heating our home, but also it's heating everything. So a water heating could take up a large portion of the utility bill. So reduce the temperature. Don't put that water heater temperature higher than 120 degrees. That's going to help with energy savings. And also propane tankless water heaters are extremely efficient, and they help with the home's energy consumption because it only heats the water when you need it. So that's why I love tankless. You got to make sure if you have a tankless water heater that you're doing the maintenance on it. You're flushing it out once a year, but it's an on-demand water heater so that you get your water heated right now. And you're not wasting that heating, especially if you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that a tankless water heater could be propane. See, every time you're on, I learn stuff too. So I love it. What are some of the other considerations if someone is thinking about upgrading their home heating system? What do we need to know about?
Yeah, so energy tax credits. Everyone's like, hey, how can I get these energy tax credits to upgrade our home systems? Propane-powered furnaces, boilers, high efficiency, the fireplaces. So the tankless water heaters that we just talked about, they not only qualify for the tax credits, but in many cases, they're going to be more efficient and dependable than electric. And a lot of people, they think of propane, they think of that barbecue. Okay, we're just going to do barbecue and that's it. But propane has such a wide variety that they can fuel different sources from around your house. And really, it's more diverse. We're talking about the more diverse an energy mix is for America, the more reliable it's going to be. So by putting propane into that energy mix, it reduces the strain on our electric grid.
Okay, good advice. Any additional winter preparedness tips that you can share with our listeners?
Yes. So whether you're on propane, whether you're on natural gas, I want you guys to go get a carbon monoxide detector. And this is really true if you guys are doing a wood-burning fireplace, because wood-burning, you're going to have more chances of carbon monoxide getting into your home. So make sure you follow manufacturer's installation, location, maintenance, and then also create an emergency plan. If we're going to, I hate to say it, but if we're going to have a really tough winter, there's going to be blackouts. There's going to be the electric grid may go down. Just make sure you have an emergency plan. So when the power goes out, you can also work with your propane suppliers. This is another reason that I love propane, is that if your power goes out, you can still have that propane to heat your house.
Mm-hmm.
And so make sure that you're working with your propane supplier to schedule regular winter visits. And that propane tank that you have in the back of your house on your property lasts a long time. So right before the coldest winter months, make sure that that propane tank is filled up, and you're going to reduce the chance of emptiness.
Okay.
When that heavy snowfall.
I know we're so limited on time, but I have a quick question. Cost effectiveness for say somebody has oil heat and they want to switch over to propane. I know it's relative to the size of the house, but is that a big task to undertake?
You know, it you'll have to change out your systems. The oil, I know that it's very efficient, but it's very old school.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that if you change out your system and you do change out, you're going to have to change out the appliance. You're going to have to change out, putting that propane tank in. But if you do, you're going to see not only you helping, the environment, very clean burning, but it's super efficient. So talk to your professional. They're going to be able to tell you whether, the cost on it, whether that's the right choice for you.
Matt, where can our listeners go for more information?
Absolutely. Just go to propane.com. Learn how to keep your family nice and cozy this winter.
Awesome. You are definitely a friend of our show. Come back and join us anytime. We love when you're here. Thanks, Matt.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. I just love talking to him. He is full of tips. I didn't think about the carbon monoxide detector. I didn't think about energy tax credits. I honestly didn't know that there were energy tax credits for switching over to propane. And we've talked about propane here on the show before. We've talked about switching systems and heating systems in your house. And I know I wouldn't mind doing it. I know we have to do an upgrade in our house with our air conditioning because we lost that right after we moved in, central air. And we live on the hills, so we get a breeze. But I'm like, after talking to Matt, I'm like, if we have to replace the air conditioning, should we just kind of take a look at the whole system altogether, the heating and air conditioning, and do it a one and done? And then, for the next 20, 30 years, we don't have to worry about it ever again. And then, 30 years from now, we won't even be here. So then it's not an issue. So I love his advice, though, and I'm so glad that he comes to join us on a regular basis. So I hope you learned a little bit of information. And again, the propane tankless water heater. Didn't know they made them in propane. So this, I'm learning just like you are, listeners, when we're on the show all the time. So yeah, some definitely good tips. And that website that he gave us was www.propane.com if you want to check that out. So thanks, Matt, for joining us on the show as always. So I'm kind of running out of time here. I have like how many minutes left do I have? Like two. Okay. So I want to invite everybody to my new show every Monday from 3 to 4 right here on WWDB. It's called Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. And next week we're going to be talking all about sleep and the insomnia that we all seem to have given this crazy, crazy world that we live in. We never know what we're going to hear on the news when we wake up the next day. We're like, is he in jail? Isn't he? Is there a war? Is there nuclear? What? I mean, this is the crazy. These are the topics that we hit on our show. What? You want to say something?
Before you came in, I was reading what to do in case of a nuclear attack.
Oh, well, could you share?
So they have, go into a school where it's just brick buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a car, don't stay there for long. Just stay there when a blast hits. Always make sure you duck and so you don't get blinded by the light. It's just a whole lot of theories of what to do in case that happens.
Wow. And you were actually reading up on it.
Yeah.
Because it is a true threat right now in our country.
Yeah, it's scary.
Not
to think about.
Necessarily in ours. I think we can intercept. But I think it's crazy that these are the things we're talking about right now in our world. We're talking about, and this is what my show, my other show likes to tackle. I know this is Home Improvements, but I have to give the other show a plug. Just things like abortion rights and like, I'm very passionate about that topic because my body, my choice, and what gives little old white men the right to tell me what to do with my body. And these are things that we tackle on the new show from 3 to 4 on Monday called Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. And we're definitely tackling sleep because none of us are getting enough. So I just wanted to pass that on to you. And then we're back every Tuesday right here from 8 to 9 with Home Improvement, Fix and Facts. Haven't decided what our topic for next week's show is going to be. So you're just going to have to check in and find out what it is. Or I'll tell you next Monday on Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. I appreciate that you guys join us every week. Happy fall, y'all. And take care. We'll see you next week.
This old house just needs a little home improvement.